All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Tuesday, November 22nd. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. Minnesota's Attorney General is asking for public feedback on the proposed merger between Fairview Health Services and South Dakota-based Sanford Health, and says he's going to hold hearings into the proposed merger next year. The two providers announced last week that they plan to combine. They hope to complete the deal sometime in 2023. AG Keith Ellison says he's heard from a number of Minnesotans since the announcement.
I've heard it directly from all kinds of folks, including healthcare professionals like nurses and doctors, farmers, and the impact on rural communities, other workers who are concerned about the effect on their jobs.
Ellison said people can submit comments by going on the Attorney General's website or by calling his office and leaving a message. He's planning to hold three or four public hearings on the merger as well in St. Paul and around the state. The dates haven't yet been set. And recent snow and rain is helping parts of Minnesota that have been plagued by drought, but state agriculture officials say recovery is still a long way off. Minnesota Agriculture Commissioner Tom Peterson says freeze-up will limit how much soil moisture Minnesota can recover in the months to come. He says farmers need a long, slow snow melt in the spring to get this winter's precipitation into the ground. But Peterson also said, following two recent statewide farmer gatherings, that the state may need to take a long-term approach to agricultural aid in the wake of persistent challenges to producers.
The governor mentioned over the weekend that we may have to look at a permanent disaster type account in our state just to help our farmers, because there's so many different things that pop up. You know, in 2021, you know, we had so much of the state in drought. Right now, we have almost 80% of the state is listed in the drought monitor.
While drought is affecting much of the state, farmers elsewhere in Minnesota have struggled with flooding in recent years, along with avian flu and severe storms. And Governor Tim Walz welcomed turkey growers and state ag leaders to the Capitol today for the annual presentation of the Thanksgiving turkey. Dana Ferguson has more.
Turkey producer Peyton Lynn, known by those close to him as the Turkey Whisperer, hoisted a 38-pound turkey from its cage and onto a table at the Capitol.
There we go, yay!
The presentation isn't a formal pardon per se, but an annual chance for Minnesota officials to do something they really enjoy— brag about something Minnesota's good at. Governor Tim Walz noted that producers in the state grow 40 million turkeys a year, a record.
Minnesota is the leading turkey-producing state in the nation. 20% of Minnesota households across the country will be getting their turkeys from Minnesota. A healthy, abundant food source that Minnesotans here grow.
The Melrose-raised turkey is set to spend the rest of his days on a hobby farm. Walz says he doesn't technically have the ability to pardon him without the unanimous consent of the State Board of Pardons.
That's NPR News Capitol reporter Dana Ferguson. And here's what else we're watching. The Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating after a law enforcement officer shot a person this afternoon in Red Wing. Authorities have released little information about the incident, but in a statement, the BCA says, quote, the subject is alive and has been taken to an area hospital for treatment. And Bruce Kopic, a longtime and formative leader of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, has died after a long struggle with cancer. Under Kopic's leadership, the orchestra moved from a traditional music director model to a musician-led structure with visiting artistic partners. Kopic first served as the orchestra's CEO from 1999 to 2008, but stepped back due to health problems. He returned to the SPCO from 2013 to 2016. During Kopic's second tenure, the completion of the new concert hall at the Ordway Center was seen as another of his great accomplishments. Kopic was 71. In sports, the Timberwolves play the Pacers in Indiana tomorrow night, and the Gopher men's basketball team plays at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas tomorrow night. The Wild host the Winnipeg Jets in St. Paul tomorrow. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with lows from 15 in northern Minnesota to 21 in the south. Tomorrow, it should be sunny with highs in the mid-30s to the mid-40s. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with lows from 15 to 21 in the northwest to near 30 in the southeast. And for Thanksgiving Day, mostly cloudy with patchy dense fog. There's a chance of flurries with highs in the mid-30s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.